Thank you, Mr. Director. First, Switzerland welcomes very much the inclusion of University of Zurich. We are confident that you choose one of the most capable academic institution, not only because it's a Swiss one, but mainly on academic ground. And the work already provided by the professor on the climate bot or climate chat was very interesting and informing. On the structure or the governance structure that you propose, we very much welcome the inclusion of the relevant technical agencies, among other the IEA and the World Bank. Switzerland would like to also stress the importance to link, if other institutions are developing also AI tools, for sure to link the mandated university to cooperate with the development in the other agencies. Concerning the energy system, Switzerland is confronted, or will be confronted, with a massive electrification of its energy systems, with the political choice to go climate neutral by 2050. The Swiss population just approved by referendum a few months ago a new law on climate neutral energy system by 2050. This electrification will be a huge challenge on connectivity and resilience, connectivity, our regional and neighbors connectivity. So Switzerland is technically extremely well interconnected with its neighbors, neighboring country and neighboring political region, but we do not yet have a political agreement on energy connectivity. And that leads me to the use at first glance of the tool. So I just used chatenergy.app and I wrote, how can Switzerland ensure its energy system resiliency without any political agreement with the EU, which is now the case? And the answer, first of all, is very appreciable to have the different sources of answers from the different UN bodies and other agencies. We can see the source directly being retransmitted in the answer. As an expert of this matter, being tasked with negotiating or discussing with the EU this bilateral potential agreement, I can ensure that the response is quite close to reality, in a sense that Switzerland is facing with increased costs for managing its own electrical system going forward. If the population of Switzerland will go for autarky, that has a high cost and a high implication technologically. Otherwise, having political agreement will bring stability in the system to a lower cost. So this first answer in just a beta version shows the power of the tool. It's not a political tool as of yet. It's certainly a technical tool. It will not answer political wishes or different orientation or interpretation of the source, but at least we do have the source collected together and put in a very user-friendly way, and that's very welcomed by Switzerland. So we encourage the further development of the tool, and we also encourage UNEC to look at any way to find private funding as well, since we know that public funding for sustainable development will not be enough, that we need to leverage private finance along with the rules of UNEC for sure, but we certainly welcome the search for private funding according to the existing rules. Thank you very much.